Shalom to all. Today we're in Masechet Kehillim, Perkei Mishnah Mishnah Vav. And today's Mishnah we're learning Mishchos Esther Bas Rachel Shishim Zecher Defined Yosef Gahagon Bikarav Mamesh. And the Mishnah tells us Musaf Tanur, that which is added onto a tanur, it's basically a piece added on above it. It's extra clay that's just meant for heat retention. So shel bali batim tahar. If it's just a regular homeowner's oven, it's not able to mekabel toma. It's not considered part of the oven itself. It's an add-on. It's not really part of it. Whereas shel nechtaimen tame. If it's a baker's oven, so then it couldn't mekabel toma, meaning it's considered part of the oven. Why is that? Mineshu soimach avos hashpud. That's because he puts the shpud, the spit, when he's roasting meat, he'll put it on this top part, which is added on, so it actually has real use as part of the oven, so it can become tame with it. Rabbi Yochanan Sandloimer, he argues and says, Mineshu oifa baik shu nidchak. That's because he'll bake even in this part when it's a really high pressure time and he needs extra oven space. He'll put bread even in this added on part, and therefore it's going to become tame along with the oven. Getzibai, similarly, Musaf hayoira, something that was added on to the vat or the pot, shel shulke zesim, of those who cook olives, basically after the olives were crushed and oil was taken out of them, they would cook them in order to get more flavor and maybe a little bit more oil out of it, and often they would add on a layer of clay or something like that, extending the walls of the pot or the vat upwards. That additional part, tame, could be makabel toma because it's necessary to hold in all the liquid in the olives from jumping out of the pot, so it's part of it, and therefore some makabel toma with it, whereas v'shel tzabayim, tahar. If it's part added on to the pot of tzabayim, of dyers, they'd raise the walls of their pot like this as well. That's not makabel toma along with the pot because it's not really a necessary part of it. On to Mishnah Vav, tanu shenasam bay offer ad chatzoy, an oven that dirt was placed into it up until the halfway point. So for example, your oven is 3 feet high and you filled it up with a foot and a half of dirt. So may offer lamatan metame b'maga, the part of the oven that's from the dirt and below, that only becomes tame b'maga, which means if something tame touches the oven, then the walls below the part where the dirt is filling it up, they become tame. Whereas may offer lamalon metame b'avir, only the part that's above the dirt, that can become tame b'avir. So if a dead sheretz was placed into the airspace of the oven, so that area becomes tame, not the area below where the dirt is, because that's only considered part of the oven midrabanan due to the fact that it's covered by a thick layer of dirt. Another discussion, now going back to a case where we have a brand new oven that wasn't heated up yet for the first time, so it can't yet be makabel toma. What's its story? Nusani al pi abar al pi ados. Let's say he had taken this oven and placed it on top of a bar or dos, which is basically a pit hollowed out of the ground, and this was designed to have firewood placed inside of it, and that heat rises upwards, and where does it go? Into the oven that's placed right above it. Vinasan sham evan, he placed a stone over there. In other words, he put the oven directly on top of this bar, and then he wedged in a stone to prevent it from falling inside the pit, and that's the way he's going to have it. Now, the key over here is that he didn't connect the oven to the ground, and that's very important, because back in the day when they had their earthenware ovens, they used to just cement them to the ground. Here, the fellow didn't do that. He placed it on top of the hole, wedged the stone in so it doesn't move, but that's it. So, Rabbi Yehuda says, "In masak melamaton, v'hunisak melamalon, tomei." If when he heats it up down below in the bottom of the pit, it's going to get hot in the oven, so kum makabel toma, that's considered its gemar malacha, that's considered finishing off, and now that renders it a kli, and it's able to be makabel toma, even though it's not cemented to the ground, but it's still considered connected to the ground enough, and therefore it's makabel toma. Now, chamim say, "Hoyel v'hosak mekomakayim tomei." Once an oven is heated up in any place, it can be makabel toma. That's even if you're traveling with it, you have it in the trunk of your car, and you decide to light a fire there. Now, don't ask why you'd light a fire in the trunk of your car, but that's fine. Let's say you did, so even though it's not connected to anything, it's not on the ground, it's literally in the middle of moving, that doesn't make a difference. As long as you heat it up the inside of the oven, it can now be makabel toma because that's gemar kli. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow the mission Zayin Eches, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.